Hello, Saints. So today I have a study I did on fleeing for refuge. And this stems from the verse in Hebrews 6, 18 to 20, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest, forever after the order of Melchizedek. So it's important to identify, as children of God striving for the kingdom of God, where our trust and our hope should be placed in a world full of change. Oftentimes we see professing Christians placing their faith in things like church buildings, family, perhaps a job, or their own idea of Jesus, who's okay with their unrepented sin. But as we've seen in previous studies, the modern Christian doesn't desire to flee the world, their flesh, nor the evils which are vehemently opposed to God and His righteousness, but would rather partake in them, only fleeing to God when times get hard or when the strength of their worldly possessions fail them. Job 15:1-35. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit. Proverbs 1:26-33, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So they that love the world, they that love vanity and corruption, will find that their refuge in that which they love is no more sure than sand sifted by the sea. Matthew 7:26-27. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Whether it be the strength of man, the strength of man's inventions, the dominion man has over God's creation, etc., all comes to naught and provides no assurance, lest the Lord himself allows it. Psalm 127, verse 1, Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Genesis 11:6-8, And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. But what is the hope of a Christian that we've fled to? Is it a fellowship, a church building, a youth group? Or is it the truth of God, holy, set apart from the world, which is able to save our souls? John 17:17-19. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. James 1:21-22. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Consequently, fleeing to the sure word of prophecy for safety means a separation from the world, lies, and hypocrisy outside of the truth of God's word. We place our hope in the truth, which is Jesus Christ, and nothing more and nothing less, holding firm to that which is a rock, unchangeable and unmoving. 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Matthew 7:24-25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Hebrews 12:26-29. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Therefore, we can have confidence in our strength, in our refuge, in that which God has assured us of. It is not the invention of man, nor the promises of man, nor the strength of man, which oftentimes fails man, but the hope of God in Christ Jesus, who has given us a record of his Son, and has made a way unto eternal life for all those who obey him. Psalm 33, verse 17. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Psalm 118, 8-9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Psalm 147:10-11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. 1 John 5:9-12. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So in conclusion, Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe.